Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and today my co-host is Otto Loos.
Right.
And this is the Christina Loos Show. And actually, it's the last segment of the last show before the new year of 2016.
Wow.
I mean, it's flew.
17 coming up.
Yeah, but the next time we're all together, it'll be 2017.
Yep.
Oof.
So
we've got to cram in all the wonderful things that North Hempstead's getting done. And hot off the presses, which is something we're really excited that Project Independence is involved in, is where there's a disability advisory committee throughout the town. And it's a lot of Project Independence staff members are on it, as well as PI members. And it was just approved that the town will now be providing, through the grant that Project Independence has for transportation, free food shopping and then discounted medical transportation for individuals with certain disabilities, which is really exciting because this was a huge issue amongst the Disability Advisory Committee for, you know, there's parents of people, children that have disabilities. So this will be, so it'll be a similar kind of system to what Project Independence provides via transportation.
Just one point on that. We did have on this show Donald Barbieri.
Yes.
Who's he's totally handicapped. And just to clarify that this is for people who are able to use
a
walker.
Yes, perfect. That's
it.
Just what, yes. Because
it's not
wheelchair
full. Accessible.
Yes, you need to be able to get out and have some mobility.
Point.
Because
right.
Unfortunately, the cabs don't have that kind of capability.
It's
right
a step
now,
in the right direction.
Absolutely.
You know, I know this man's wish, Donald Barbieri's wish, who's been on the show a couple of times, would be to have support in terms of
where I'm saying, like, you know, all things start, hopefully the taxi cabs, you know, once the taxi cabs start providing that kind of cab itself, then, you know, of course we'll be able to kind of get on that, or maybe the town. But this is it's really exciting.
It's a great step forward.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. And just to let people know, you know, you would call 311 as you would if you were scheduling a Project Independence taxi, but for this you need to have some kind of proof, either send in a copy or a picture of your Able Ride or Accessoride card that shows that you've been accepted to utilize these services, and then you'll be able to go ahead and schedule a ride.
So there was actually a big article in today's news.
I know. Very exciting.
That.
Absolutely.
Right.
So
all right.
Yeah.
It's all good stuff, and it's fun that Project Independence gets to kind of be involved in this new initiative, because it's for people, you know, between the ages of 21 and 60. Will be, you know, because obviously 60, you're
covered already. Right.
So it's a huge thing. And it was wonderful because I was actually talking to some members of the advisory committee at the party, and they were saying, you know, it's just so great because everything usually moves so slow. And being a part of this committee, things happen so fast, and everyone was so impressed that, you know, the town was able to get this done in a really very fast manner. So kudos to everyone involved with that, and we'll see how all this transpires, which is a very exciting initiative. Also hot off the presses that there was a press release out is that the Project Safe Taping is now being aired on the different cable stations as well as the NorthHempsteadTV.com. And John, you were involved with you were the moderator for our Project Safe series. We had three topics. If you want to tell us.
It went very well. Yes, we had the Assistant Attorney General. We had Ann Margaret Carrozza, who's been on this show.
Yes.
Tony's been on this show. And Dr. Kisco, who I believe is coming
in
the future.
She's coming on. Yep, she'll be in January.
She'll be here in January. Covering issues of scamming of people, general scamming, house scams, things to do with your estate planning and what to watch for. The doctor was tremendous with, I didn't realize, that some of these Medicare things where these companies are calling you to get you to switch to something that's, you know, and people do it, to take a pill three times a day versus one when the doctor told them one. But this is more, you know, the efficacies of it are better or something like this. And it's just, it's amazing how people are susceptible.
Yeah, and the tapings are wonderful because you really can walk away from them with some concrete tips of how to protect yourself.
What is this on? What
it's, it started, so it's the channels are, it's either 18 or 63 if you have Cablevision. And it's channel 46 if you have Verizon. It's also able to, you can get it at the, you know, on the town YouTube channel as well, or at mynhtv.com. So there's a bunch of different ways to get it. But it's been on the cable stations, and it, you know, it'll just keep repeating too.
It was too late this year for a Grammy. Or is it Grammy or Emmy or something?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll get it.
So probably next year.
And if not, I will come up with our own award, and I will gladly give it to you in 2017.
Now, you just said something that I didn't know about. Mm-hmm. You mentioned the Town YouTube channel.
Yes.
The Town has a YouTube
channel. Yes, it does.
That you can access.
And you could access all the Town Cable things that have been taped.
Yeah, if you go to YouTube, just type
in
North
Hempstead. And it pops right up. Well, and there's all the different videos.
We should put that in something. Did we do that already?
No, we should put it, actually. No, we should. That's a good idea. I'll put it in the next issue of the newsletter because there's great information on there because I check that out every now and again.
So if you go to that, you can basically select what you will
absolutely
watch?
Yeah, anything that's been pre-recorded in North Hempstead. So definitely check that out. The Project Safe stuff, it's great information that really never goes out of style. So so check that out and protect yourself with all of that. We were also talking during the break.
I just did it.
Oh, there they I told you, it's really great. I go on there all the time.
It's cool.
It's very easy. It's very easy to get to. See, John did it in like 2 seconds. It's really...
Got a big head.
Yeah. But also something that you can take part in as a resident. Town is asking residents to come provide input for the future of North Hempstead Beach Park.
Very important.
It's really great. You know, we were talking about Otto gets a lot of use out of this. We always talk about on the show about Otto and his family over at the at North Hempstead Beach Park. So I think Otto will be going definitely to one of these input sessions. And it's great because the town's landscape architects will show you the designs that they have in mind and just the different visions they have. And you can give your input on it, you know, what you think is missing or you know, what you actually enjoy about the park, too.
It's a great park. And unfortunately, as time marched on, there used to be two parks over there, right? Ball Beach and... Hempstead Harbor, and then North Hempstead took both of them over. But they're very underutilized and, frankly, need work.
Right.
Yeah, well, you know, and that's what, you know, a lot, there was a lot of damage from Sandy and everything now. So luckily, you know, they're going to be able to start through grants and such of updating this. So it's definitely worth checking out. The first session will be on January 18th. At 7 p.m. That's at the Port Washington Library. January 24th will be Clinton G. Martin Park at 7 p.m. Otto, you can go to that one. It's in your neck of the woods.
24th.
And January 25th, it will be at the Yes We Can Community Center at 7 p.m. also. So I think it's definitely something worth checking out. If not, you know, just to see what they have envisioned for it, too, is great. You know, it's just good to be involved in the community. And North Hempstead gives you that opportunity to always give your input with all of these
things. Point is, if you don't show up to something like this, in my mind, you have right to complain. 100%.
Well, it's true.
Go to the meeting. Now, you might be outvoted because you may want 10 trees and everybody else wants 50. That's fine. But if you don't show up, then you can't walk around saying the town didn't do this, they didn't do that. It's just silliness.
Absolutely. And then this is actually interesting, too, when I was looking up different press releases. For all you bird lovers out there who want to be out in nature, December 17th, which is tomorrow, from dawn until dusk, they're looking for volunteers to help count birds.
Count birds?
Count birds, yes.
Where?
At the...
at the bird counting sanctuary.
I will find the actual thing. I just saw it pop up as I was reading.
But, like out in the parking lot?
Yeah, I believe it's at, let me get to it and I will tell everyone. Clark Gardens.
Oh, okay.
At Clark Gardens. And it's going to go towards the science and conservation work that they're trying to do. So they apparently need to do this. So if you are interested in getting out there and have nothing to do tomorrow, go and check it out. I thought it was an interesting little thing looking for volunteers.
My thinking someday is my plan is to come back as a bird.
So there you go. Oh, this could be for you. You can see what goes on there.
And the people who I kind of had a hard time with, I'm going to zero in on
All right, Otto, that's for another show, Otto.
I want to come back as a bat because I know there's new housing in North Hempstead.
That's right. See, there's a lot of – North Hempstead takes care of all the animals over here. Also, we want to remind people that on December 27th at Town Hall at 4 p.m., there will be a menorah lighting, which will be a nice event. We did the Christmas tree lighting over there, now the menorah light. And there will be latkes and other treats will be served there. So I might have to just go just for the latkes. But
where is this going to be?
At Town Hall.
Oh, at Town Hall.
Yes, at Town Hall. So that's at 4 p.m. on December 27th.
Okay.
So if you were in the area, check that out. And what I also thought was really interesting is that Barnes & Noble, anything that you purchase there, if you say you are shopping for the Stepping Stones Lighthouse, which is, and the Great Neck Historical Society. They will mark that down, and a percentage goes to the benefits of restoring the Stepping Stones Lighthouse, which I thought was really nice that North Hempstead's partnering with different local businesses in this great initiative. And, you know, the Stepping Stones Lighthouse was built in 1877, which is amazing.
Wow.
And it's really in need of structural repair. So this partnership will hopefully help this.
Before we run out of time, there's one that I saw on here.
Oh, yes.
Well, go.
About slow down when passing garbage trucks. Yes. It's the law. I see people flying by garbage trucks because I walk a lot. And I see them, you know, have a little consideration. Yeah. It's a law. You could get fined $150, go to jail, whatever. But forget all that. These are people who work very hard at doing a job that some people may think is a little mundane, but it's very important.
And 100%.
You know, if we had our garbage laying all over the place and they didn't take care of it, it wouldn't be good. So show a little respect and courtesy when you pass a garbage truck. Realize that they're running around trying to do the job as fast as they can and not being in your way.
Right. But anyhow, just slow down. I like that.
And you could hurt somebody, too, accidentally, somebody walking. That's it. That's our show.
That's
the last show of 2016.
Right. Call 311 if you have any questions or anything.
And on behalf of Supervisor Bosworth, have a wonderful holiday.
Yes.
Hanukkah, Christmas, New Year's. And
we'll
see everybody in the new year.
Happy New Year.
You've been listening to 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.